one of the things that you mentioned, and continued kind of an uphill battle right now is trying to get something done in Congress regarding the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is something that is really important, it seems like, to the cattle industry.
Well, it absolutely is. As I mentioned this afternoon, you know, we've lost over $100 million just since the change in the Japanese tariff a little over a year ago. That's only going to continue to get worse and increase. Japan currently enjoys 11% less tariff than we do. We pay 38% on American beef going into Japan. With TPP, when TPP is passed, that will immediately decline to 25, and then on down to 9% over the 16 years of decreasing tariffs into Japan. And more important, or even as important, it will level the playing field between ourselves, Australia, and all of the partners of that TPP partnership.
TPP is going to be hard to obviously get Congress interested in voting on this year. Any ideas? You know, I know they've a lot of talk at the annual meeting in San Diego of trying to really keep this thing front and center to try to get a vote.
Well, you know, we are in an election year, and it has become a campaign issue for many of the candidates, but that doesn't mean that the positions that we're hearing are correct or that they're in the best interest of Americans, certainly not in the best interest of the American beef industry. And that's why we're there leading. The cattlemen have been front and center on promoting TPP, and we're going to continue to push hard on trade. We're going to push on TPP because we believe that it holds the key to the future market for the future generations of beef producers.